there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayan Van Eyder, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. So a question I get a lot is, how do I raise my baby chicks to be so friendly? And I thought that that would be a really good topic for a video because most people who get backyard chickens are getting them as pets. And so you want them to be friendly and cuddly and just all around good lap chickens. So training your chickens to be people friendly is really simple. It does depend a little bit on the breed. So for example, we have Frizzles, I think they're Cochin Frizzles, that are super friendly, love being around people. And then we have some more like hybrids that aren't super people friendly. And so it does depend a little bit on the breed. So if you want people friendly chickens, I usually tell people to start with getting a people friendly type of breed. Most chicken breeds are people friendly, but ones in particular that are super people friendly are Bantams, Silkies, Cochin Bantams. Our Cochin Bantams love humans. The Frizzles, like I talked about, and there'll be different breeds of Frizzles. But typically if someone's breeding a Frizzle, they're breeding a pet breed. So it's a good indicator. And there's lots of other breeds out there that are definitely people friendly. That's just a short list for people who maybe don't know what breeds to look for. So the simplest way to train your chicks to be people friendly is to spend a lot of time with them, to handle them regularly and to handle them gently, and to give lots and lots of treats. So chickens will automatically, you know, if you bring them treats, if you bring them yummy food, they will automatically come to you anyways, because they want the good treats, right? But spending a lot of time with them and basically treating them like pets is the way to make them people friendly. So that means not just sort of tossing them out in a coop and maybe spending a little time with them every so often. It means things like regularly interacting with them, making them feel special. Think about like how you might make a dog feel special, right? You'll tell it it's a good boy, you'll give it treats, you'll spend time playing with it. It's the exact same thing. So when I'm spending time with my chicks, I'm giving them a lot of treats, I'm letting them hang out with me, and I think that that's one reason why my Frizzles are so friendly. When they were little, it was like March-ish, and it was still a little too cold for them to go outside. So I let them sit on my lap when I was working. They got to sit on my knee. You can see pictures of them on my Instagram account. And just generally, just spend time with them. I let them hang out with me while I was doing other things in the house. So all of that in accumulation made them into very people-friendly chickens. But I really do think it starts when they're little and you spend a lot of time with them and you handle them regularly. You don't let your kids handle them. Like if your kids are mine are little and they're also special needs kids. So sometimes they grab the chicks the wrong way because they just don't know any better and they lack impulse control because of their special needs. You want to avoid stuff like that. So maybe if your kids are younger, doing heavily supervised playtime with them and the chicks, if they tend to be kind of like rougher kids. So that's today's video. It was about how to raise people-friendly chickens. Basically what it boils down to is treating them with respect, spending time with them, making them feel special, giving them lots of treats. Treats is a big one. And treating them as a member of the family. I hope you've enjoyed today's video. If you have, please go ahead and leave a comment below. You can also go ahead and give me a like. And if you have any other questions about raising backyard chickens, go ahead and leave a comment below as well, and I'll do my best to answer them. Please do consider subscribing. And if you are watching me on YouTube, you can go ahead and click the notification bell to be notified about when I upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as we talk about how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.